So the people who live Glen Maser in the estate, you got to know the workers on the estate as well?
Well, that's correct, yes. Dunkey Davidson, that was one I always mind him. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a little story about him, because when we were up there, he was a keeper there, you see, at Glen Marsden. And that, him told me that that's where the Queen shot her first stag, was up at Glen Marsden.
This is.
Now, it's Hammett told me that, whether it was right or wrong, but mm-hmm. he just told me that.
I know the royal family used to go.
That's right. Guests. Yes. They, it was the cousin of the Queen's or something had owned it. Because we cut wood about there, all about that area. Mm. It's quite comical to... we were cutting wood there and one lad was awful nosy. He decided he would have a look in the window. There was nobody there, it was in the winter time. And he looked in the window and there was a woman looking out. And that was Dunkey Davidson's sister. She was the caretaker when there was nobody there, you see. Yes. So the boy got a frighty coat.
For being nosy. So he was keeper there?
He was there.
One of the keepers. Because
they had... That's right.
They had a couple.
Ian Watson was the other one.
Ian Watson was the other one.
I was going to tell you a story. This, in my father's, the men that he had, there was one lad there, a very keen fisherman. So he asked Davidson if he could fish in the river, you see, just where we were working. Mm-hmm. And he said, when would you be fishing? Well, he said, when I'm at lunch, you know, 12 o'clock to 1, he says, that's all. Oh, he says, that's all. He just fish on as you like, you see. Now, we never got anything. You see, this fellow that was working with my father. I said to Dunkey Davidson, I said, how is it? He would come up now about 4 o'clock or thereabout, and within 5 minutes, he would fill his bag and go away. And I said to him, why is it that Jimmy Dignan can't catch a fish and yet you can't? He says, Ian, you'd think I would tell him to go and catch fish there at that time of day. He says, they can't catch them until night. And that was right, until 4 o'clock. And he would come up and get his bag and take him down to the stable for the dogs, you see.
Yeah. So you had to get hay up there for the horses. You had to get feed.
That's right. And this Geordie McGilvray used to feed them. And as he often said to me, it was the first pay I ever got. So that's where we were working. And we had a couple of horses and a caterpillar tractor. And he was staying in Timotin, the house I told you where about it was.
Oh, yes.
He said at that time he was getting more wages than what his brother was, and they were working on the estate. But he was just in school.
Yes.
Just feeding the horses, looking after them.
Mm. And the horses were owned by your father or by
the
estate? Remember their names?
No. I'm asking something now. There was one prince. That was his name. Can't mind the other one. But I'll always remember my other brother, he was working with us too. And one of the horses ran off, you see. And he got into the car and he drove off to catch the horse, you see. Himself and another boy. So he passed the horse, opened the door to catch it. The horse ran into the door and broke the door off. So, my father was not very pleased then.
No. He wouldn't be.